John Clayton is our senior Broncos writer for DenverFan.com. He joins us courtesy of Flesh and Beck Injury Attorneys. All right, hey, John, as you wrote on DenverFan.com, what do you think will happen with these OTA opt-outs, and how do you think it's going to affect the draft?
Well, I mean, coaches are going to be driven crazy by it, and certainly it's going to hurt a lot of the young players coming into the league, because if they honor that and don't come in, can you imagine guys, you know, because when you're looking, and this is really affects the Broncos so much, is that, you know, they have, you know, if they're looking at an offensive lineman, you know, three of the four top offensive linemen in this draft opted out and haven't played since 2019. And then, of course, you know, they might have a chance at nine if they don't take a quarterback, which I still wonder about, is that, you know, Micah Parsons might be the best defensive player, but he opted out. So that hurts, because now, you know, you don't get to go onto the field until training camp. It slows down your chances of getting young players to come up. And if you're making changes on the offensive line, which right now the Broncos aren't doing, I mean, it really, really hurts. So it's a big impact. And really, well, the players say, hey, it's the same as last year and everything came through. It's worse than last year because, again, you have so many players that have opted out from college football and haven't played. And you got five quarterbacks.
Well, John, you just mentioned that you still wonder if the Broncos would select a quarterback at number nine if he was there. So why don't you go a little bit deeper on that one? Is there a situation in which there's somebody available and we would not select a QB at nine?
Well, yeah, I think if they can get something on a Teddy Bridgewater trade for virtually nothing, and the Panthers pay a good portion of that guarantee, if not all the $10 million guarantee, you know, because, you know, think about this. I mean, because the Broncos are the first team that said that they're going to boycott, that means whatever quarterback they would take at nine would have to wait until training camp to compete, and he's not going to have a chance to compete. I mean, that's, so there's really no competition then for Drew. It's a matter, it's like, okay, you got the value that you're basically saying, okay, this is going to be the replacement for Drew. That's why I'm kind of wondering, you know, because the way it looks right now, you know, you got Mac Jones as the third quarterback taken. If Detroit takes Justin Fields at seven, I mean, Trey Lance is there, but if Detroit doesn't take Trey Lance, or if they don't take Justin Fields, then what happens is that you've got two quarterbacks can be there. That's why I think one of the wise things to think about is trading down. I mean, you trade down to 15, you can still get one of the top three offensive linemen, you can still get one of the top three defensive players in this draft, and you get draft value. So I think that's got to be a consideration. But if they don't get anything done for a veteran quarterback, then they're going to have to draft one.
Well, what's going on with Teddy Bridgewater right now? What's the latest? It feels to me like if they were going to make a trade, they probably would have done it by now, but you think that's still alive?
I think so, yeah, because, you know, they don't want him there, and he doesn't want to be there now. And so it's a matter that, okay, you know, you call around, you see what you know, you can get as far as maybe a revised contract or something like that. But it's still kind of held up. But, I mean, you know, that's heading for an exit. And certainly if you're the Panthers, you don't want to cut him because, again, you have the $10 million guarantee, and there'll be $20 million because of proration on this year's cap. So, again, you would like to be able to get a trade so at least you can take a little bit of a lesser cap hit on it.
John, what do you think is really going on with the player – what should I even call it? Protest? Not a protest. What?
Boycott.
Boycott. Okay. Yeah. Okay. What do you make of the player boycott? And how many teams are we talking about right now? Is it still at nine?
Yeah, I think it's nine because I know the Chargers just chimed in. Raiders chimed in earlier today.
Yeah.
So I think it's up to nine or ten. But,
okay.
You know, what you're looking at is that they're so fearful about the pandemic because, you know, I know that they're talking about getting vaccinations for everybody, and you can't be in the building in the first tier or second tier without the vaccinations. But they just don't want to risk getting COVID spread. And one thing that kind of slipped through J.C. Tretter's mouth the other day is that he said, you know, because you have like the Cowboys with 25 players. I think Philly has 20 players, you know, getting treatment and working out in the facility. But he said a lot of the guys, they have COVID because they've either got contact or they had a positive test. And that's what they're worried about. I mean, they don't want in, you know, May and April, late April and in June to be affected by that because, you know, we're still seeing a spike in all the tests and all that stuff. So that's their big worry. Plus, They don't want to work and be on the field.
Well, yeah, John, I guess what I'm asking is, yeah, do you believe that it really is COVID, or is this really about something else?
No, I mean, COVID is still a part of it, but no, they didn't want to have the practices last year, and they don't want to have the practices now, and particularly the veterans. And so that's why, you know, the NFL might have to consider shortening it, but right now their plan is to go all in. You know, they've adjusted the date to, I think, May 17th, but from May 17th through June 8th, I think it is, you know, they want 10 OTAs, and they want a mandatory minicamp, and the players are resisting that. And it's a matter that I think they'd rather be on their own, but then when you're on your own, particularly if you're a player and you're coming off an injury, are you getting the right treatment in that, all that stuff? So in the end, it's like, you know, there is an ulterior motive, but the biggest ulterior motive is they don't want to have OTAs.
Well, then why haven't we heard from even more teams at this point? Why isn't it unanimous?
Because they're letting each team make their decision. And so, you know, it's not like there's a big vote like they did on the CBA for the 10-year agreement to be able to do it. But I think it's just coming out one by one. And then, of course, in some cases, I'm sure there's some teams that players on the teams that don't want to come publicly because they know the coaches and the general managers are all going to be mad. And so, you know, they're trying to lay low. And again, Monday's the first day that you can start showing up, and we'll see how many show up.
How long do you think this will last?
I think it's going to last. I mean, you can see, the Giants, I think, are pretty adamant about it. You know, Denver's adamant about it. I mean, this could last. And, you know, at some point, maybe by mid-May, maybe there's going to be a little bit of a breakthrough. But at this stage, I think it's going to last.
Would you consider, or are you hearing that players would consider, players who do show up crossing a virtual picket line?
Because even in the cases of a couple of the releases that came out, you know, some teams, I think Detroit said some players will show up, and you wonder, is it going to be the young players, the rookies that show up, or who is going to show up? Now, obviously, in the first week, it's not going to be the rookies because they haven't been drafted yet. But, it's not like there's going to be a picket line, but there's going to be bitterness if you have too many of the players come in. And you've got a split team then.
Well, goodness, we got some drama then, don't we, on Monday? We'll see what happens. And we appreciate your insight. We love reading you at denverfan.com. Thank you, John.
Okay, thanks.
John Clayton from 104.3 The Fan from denverfan.com, courtesy of Flesh and Beck Law, injury lawyers.